January 2nd, a citywide smoking ban went into effect in Washington, D.C. Smokers may no longer light up in D.C. bars and restaurants. It's also illegal to smoke in most federal buildings. The Capitol, where we are today, is an exception. Smoking is still allowed in some Capitol cafeterias. Some members may visit designated smoking rooms in the Cannon and Longworth House office buildings. And members of Congress may chew on and smoke stogies in the Speaker's lobby. That's a narrow room just outside the House chamber. Representatives can hang out between votes and read newspapers. I suppose log in for email. They give interviews. And if they smoke, they can do so there. Representative Henry Waxman, who represents the 30th District of California, wants to ban smoking in the Speaker's lobby. He's a member of the Congressional Task Force on Tobacco and Health. Mr. Waxman, thanks very much for being with us.
Pleased to be with you.
Why is it so important for you to ban smoking from this one room?
Well, they shouldn't have smoking in any public place because secondhand smoke can force the non-smoker to be at risk for all the problems that cigarette smoking causes, from cancer to heart disease and other problems. And we had separate sections in the cafeteria where smokers could sit, but of course the smoke didn't respect the division between the smoking section and the non-smoking section. Around 6 months ago, we finally won the battle to stop the separate section for smoking and ban smoking in all the cafeterias. But the last vestige of where smoking is allowed is right outside the House chambers in the Speaker's lobby. And the reason it's been exempted is because that's a room that's controlled by the Speaker. And Speaker Dennis Hastert bowed to those in his group that, and Congressman Boehner is one of them, who like to sit out there and smoke. They have a group, they sit around and smoke. I don't mind if they want to sit around and smoke, but I shouldn't have to smoke involuntarily if I want to share the room with them. And so
you want them to go out on the Capitol steps?
Well, somewhere else, but why should they have the right to the speakers, all the air in the Speaker's lobby? We have people who work there, pages are there, we have press people. There was a doorman who came up to me one day because he knew I was very much against tobacco, and he said, "I've got a heart problem. I'm going to have to give up my job because I can't sit in the Speaker's lobby with all that smoke." Why should we subject people to that kind of risk? Places all around the country are having smoke-free public areas, and this ought to be smoke-free as well. Now it's going to be up to Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and I'm hopeful that she will agree to ban smoking in that room.
So you don't have to get a federal law passed to ban smoking in the Speaker's lobby, but you do have to get the Speaker to sign on to it.
That's it. It's a Speaker's decision. And we were proposing a law to ban smoking in other places in the Capitol itself and in the office buildings, but that's not going to be necessary because under the pressure of a threat, they've already waived that and said we're not going to allow smoking in those places.
Mr. Waxman, good of you to join us. Representative Henry Waxman, Congressman from California's 30th District, joining us here in the Capitol, and it's been great fun for me to be with this fine crew here for the past 3 days. Thanks very much for everyone for nursing me along. It's been great fun, and great fun to be here on this historic day on Capitol Hill. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.